This is day 7 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. Combines are rolling quickly along the plains as farmers prepare for rains that may stall their harvest progress. Many areas in south central and eastern Kansas have harvested their final acres, but the race against rain is well underway in western, central, and north central portions of the state. While this precipitation is welcome for those who have fall crops, it's too little too late for the 2018 Kansas wheat crop. Jennifer Prince, manager of the Midway Co-op Association in Luray, reported that they received their first load on June 14th and are currently around 30% complete with the area's harvest. This year's yields are averaging around 35 to 40 bushels per acre, but Prince has heard reports of yields as low as 20 and as high as 67. Prince estimates the final average yield will be well below the area's normal yield average of 45 to 50 bushels per acre. While yields have fallen, Prince said the average test weight is 61 pounds per bushel. Proteins are averaging 12.4%, 1.2% higher than 2017. Lack of moisture isn't the only thing holding back this year's crop. Prince says her farmers are reporting quite a few whiteheads in fields caused by several late freezes. In addition, while ripe wheat is being harvested quickly, there is a bit of green wheat still out in the field. Prince says if we don't get the rain that was predicted this week, we'll probably have some guys who have to stall and wait for their wheat to dry down. It all just varies with variety and plant date. Randy Acker, manager of the Mead Co-op Elevator in Mead, reports that the area is around 90% harvested. If they don't receive rain, they will wrap up in about 2 or 3 days. This location took its first load on June 9th. Acker says this year will be a short harvest in duration and a short harvest in receipts. We didn't catch enough rain to raise a wheat crop, but I am surprised by the quality. The Mead Co-op Elevator is averaging about 60 pounds per bushel in test weight. While there was no substantial disease pressure in the area, weeds in fields may quickly become a serious issue for farmers who aren't finished harvesting. Acker says if it rains, some acres may have to be abandoned because of the excessive weed growth, some things you can control, but weather isn't one of them. Terry Mole, location manager of United Prairie Ag in Hugoton, reported the area is about 50% harvested. Mole said he thinks this year's yields will be considerably less than average, not great, but better than expected. He expects that when the last bushel has been brought into his location, they will have taken in about half the total bushels they would in an average year. The wheat is averaging 60 pounds per bushel for test weight, and protein is averaging close to 12. Mole also showed concern for the lack of precipitation in the area. He said we went half a year without any measurable precipitation. We have 10 days of harvest left if we don't get any weather, but the clouds are building up now. It won't do us any good for our wheat, but the rest of our crops could sure use a drink. The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.